You're listening to SBS News.
So, Melinda Gates, Jack Ma, it sounds like you scored an A+. Thank you very much.
Melinda Gates from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Jack Ma, co-founder of Alibaba Group, joined the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to discuss the importance of digital cooperation. It comes after the UN released a report on the age of digital interdependence by the UN High-Level Panel on Digital Cooperation. Mr. Guterres says the first priority is availability.
The first priority is to make sure that everybody is online, that everybody has the capacity to benefit from the digital era in which we are entering. And this requires a huge commitment of governments, a huge commitment of the business community, of societies, but it is an absolute must.
The report includes a Declaration of Digital Interdependence, which describes humanity as being in the foothills of the digital age. It also lays out the risks the panel says are faced by mankind, such as exploitative behaviour by private companies, a failure to realise human potential, and the stifling of necessary regulation. The declaration also says that cooperation in the digital space is paramount. Mr. Guterres has called for digital technology to be used for a quantum leap in global development. He also believes new technology can be used to promote human rights and equality.
We can use new technologies to promote human rights. You can use new technologies to promote equality. But for that, you need always to have a people-centered approach. And that people-centered approach is not only a government responsibility. Mm. We see it more and more as a society responsibility. And we see more and more corporate social responsibility in businesses. And we see more and more the civil society very active in making sure that the people's interests, the human rights, are protected when we deal with new technologies.
Melinda Gates co-founded the world's largest charitable organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in 2000. The foundation is reported to hold around $70 billion in assets. It says its primary aims are, globally, to enhance healthcare and reduce poverty, and in the United States, to expand educational opportunities and access to information technology. Ms. Gates says it is particularly important for women to be taught to be digitally literate, and cultural issues that restrict women using the internet should be overcome.
Women are 40% less likely around the world to have access to the internet. And so we have to look at special programming for women. If a woman is not comfortable, she's not yet digitally literate, how do you bring her along so that she can understand how to use that phone? How do we make it simple for her? How do we also say to men in a village, it's all right for a woman to have a phone. You're not going to be putting her in harm's way. You're actually going to be helping with her safety. So we do have some cultural issues to overcome.
Jack Ma is the co-founder of the multinational technology conglomerate Alibaba Group. According to Forbes, Mr. Ma has a current net worth of around $50 billion, making him one of the world's most wealthy people. Mr. Ma claims most of the fear surrounding the internet comes from the more developed countries who want to, as he says, hold on to yesterday. He says that in China and in African countries, young people are less afraid of the future. Mr. Ma believes education systems should evolve to prepare students to compete with artificial intelligence.
How can we change the education system to making sure our kids are able to compete with the computers, robots, artificial intelligence, not only using brain but using heart, to be more creative, innovative, constructive?
Antonio Guterres convened the High-Level Panel on Digital Cooperation last year to identify and propose ways governments and the private sector can work together to address challenges in the digital age. Ms. Gates and Mr. Ma headed the 20-member panel, drawn from government, private industry, civil society, academia and the technical community. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.